It's one of those moments when I use the tool Audio Boom, which is probably what you're listening through. If not, you've subscribed to me, and I'm sorry to be giving this to you right now. But I use these tools at work to show others how easy it is to record audio and share it online. Let me pick on this person here as he reaches and touches a shoulder. What's your name?
My name's Jill.
How many people in the room?
I've no idea. Do you want me to count them?
No, that's a very good prompt, because that could have taken up some valuable, interesting time. I think it's about 13, maybe more.
They're supposed to be 16, you know.
Well, academics, they're great at either not turning up or rocking up late.
You can't trust them.
Hang on, aren't you an academic?
Oops.
What was your PhD in?
Oh, geocaching.
Oh, what a wonderful geeky topic. I couldn't have picked anybody better. I did actually overhear her saying at lunchtime that it was geocaching. So tell me a little bit about how you managed to how you managed to get geocaching into your PhD.
By dint of great skill and expertise and persuasiveness, and I persuaded everybody that this would be a good idea, and they agreed with me.
What year was this?
2007.
Wow, so kind of early on in geocaching. You must have been doing it for a while before anybody even knew about it.
Yes, well, it first became a sport in about 2003 when they deregulated the GPS signals so that everybody could use them, not just the military.
And can you explain in a paragraph to somebody who is actually listening to this going, I have no idea what geocaching is?
It's a bit like a treasure hunt in the landscape, but it's worldwide.
I love the way that you slipped then when you said, carry on anyway.
In the landscape, yes. A treasure hunt out of doors where people hide little things for other people to find, and these containers are full of exciting treasures, and you go hunting for them with a GPS device which guides you to them, and it's all coordinated via the web.
And explain TN... LN.
Took nothing, left nothing.
Took nothing, left nothing. You can just look at what's in the box and then close it back up and carry on. I tend to carry little Lego minifigures, which I think is a proper bonus to people. And if I find something, you're meant to take some, if you're going to take something, leave something of equal value. That's right.
Equal or higher value, yeah.
And if you download a geocaching app right now, thank you very much for that, you could be quite amazed at how many little secret treasure troves there are around you. I was demoing the app to somebody recently in a village in the middle of nowhere, and I was standing, no word of a lie, about 15 yards from a geocache, and it was a micro cache. And when I walked up to, I kind of got the clue, there's always a clue, and I walked up to the back of this street signpost, something lane, I won't give it away in case you find out where I was, and there was a magnetic film canister on the back of this post that people, hundreds of people, must pass every week. And I popped it open, and inside there was a couple of foreign coins, which I think is a cheap thing to leave for somebody. We want diamonds and jewellery. I once left, again, on a geocache called Odd-Shaped Balls in the town of Rugby, before you snigger. I once left a necklace that was given to my mother-in-law from John Lennon. Actually, Cynthia Lemon. Cynthia Lennon from John Lennon. And the moment I said that's what was in the geocache, people came from far and wide and raced to get to this geocache. And it was a good way of getting Rugby on the map, I guess. And my first geocache that I managed, because people do manage these little treasure troves. It's a great way of getting geeks from behind screens and into the countryside. So give it a go. Fascinating that you actually did a PDF on it. This is why I'm not an academic. I bet you it ended up being a PDF.
Yes, it was a PDF.
A PhD. I must stop hanging around all these clever people. And that is audio through an audio app. And I'm now going to click stop. If you listen to this far, thank you very much indeed.